Does thinking about the world's problems leave you hopeless? Are you tired of feeling like there's nothing we can do? Well, you're in the right place, because this is the official Building a Better World podcast. And now, here's your host, co-author of Building a Better World in Your Backyard, Instead of Being Angry at Bad Guys, Sean Clausen-Coop.
Hello, I'm Sean Clausen-Coop, and welcome to episode number 12 of the Building a Better World podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. In the last episode, I started talking about growing double the food with one-tenth of the effort and making a huge environmental impact and a huge budgetary impact for ourselves and the world. And I went into talking about, instead of transplanting plants and growing and taking coddling plants to be transplanted, we can accomplish pretty much the same goal, maybe even better, with direct seeding and with volunteers that use way less work. And by volunteers, I mean volunteer plants growing from seeds in the soil, not volunteer people doing the work for us. So I suppose that might be another way to achieve your goals. In the current episode, and this episode, I want to talk about a method for building a specific type of raised bed that can drastically eliminate your need for irrigation, as well as work on building amazing soil for your plants that will help you have even more abundant food. Before I do that, I just want to thank everyone who has purchased the book. I appreciate you putting your hard-earned money towards supporting me and supporting this book and supporting this project. I hope that the book is helpful and enjoyable for you and is making a big difference for you and giving you some ideas you had not heard of before. If you haven't bought the book and you're interested, you can check out buildingabetterworldbook.com. That's where I have everything housed right now. All right, so today's topic, we're going to talk about one of the first steps of gardening for any year. Last time we talked about transplants and making transplants ready. But a big task in the spring is always getting the soil ready. And for a conventional garden, that usually means tilling. Bringing out the big, smelly, petroleum-powered tiller, usually not especially comfortable for people's backs. And basically, the tiller comes in and breaks up the soil, and it gives it a nice, fluffy texture. That's why people like it so much. But what a lot of people aren't aware of is there's a lot of downsides with tilling. And that the biggest one is that 30% of the organic matter is lost every time you till. And that's because the soil microorganisms are eating that. And they're giving your plants a boost. But if you lose 30% of your organic matter every time you till, it doesn't take long till you don't really have any organic matter left. And the organic matter is crucial for soil structure and holding moisture and all sorts of things to help your plants grow. And that's why people with older gardens tend to till in manure or things like that. And that's basically to replace the organic matter that they have tilled out. Now, I don't like the idea of needing to bring in supplies from elsewhere. And I definitely don't like the idea of having to mess with a petroleum-powered tiller that's destroying my soil structure. So people kind of moved forward. There's a lot of people now making raised bed gardens. They're pretty popular. And some of the ideas are that your soil is going to be far less compacted because nobody's going to walk on it. And less compaction means more areas getting into the roots and the drainage is easier and things like that. And if you're not tilling and chopping up all the little critters in the soil, your earthworms are going to eventually do far more for you than the tiller ever did. And never mind all of the other beneficial organisms that will enjoy living in the soil that's not being totally wrecked every year. Another advantage of the traditional raised bed is season extension. If the cold hugs the ground, hot air rises and cold air sinks. And so if you raise your planting beds up by a foot or two or three, then the coldest air is not actually going to be touching your plants. And so you, can potentially get a week or even 2 weeks of season extension. You can grow plants for longer. You can grow more food through raising your beds up. And because of this, all of these things, using a raised bed requires less water than a conventional garden because your soil is better at holding the water, for one thing. And you need less nutrients because your soil is in much better condition. So all great things, all things that save work once the bed is built. Now, I want to talk about an even better method, or I guess a variety of raised bed gardens that makes an even bigger difference. And in order to do so, I'm going to give you another excerpt from our audiobook from Building a Better World in Your Backyard. And this is a part where Paul is talking about his experience with raised bed gardening. So here it is, Michael Haytack narrating from Building a Better World in Your Backyard.
After 15 years of improving my techniques with raised beds, I learned about hugel culture, raised beds with wood buried inside. As the wood rots, it provides a massive sponge for soil microorganisms, nutrients, and water. The sponge can be so massive that eventually you can eliminate the need for irrigation and fertilization, and that rotting action makes the wood shrink, leaving behind air pockets, a bit like the air pockets you would get from tilling. The ultimate raised bed garden. Hugel culture is a gift to your future self. Take the effort you would have put in with that rototiller and manure, mix in the hugel culture recipe, and you have the rough shape. Next, mix in all the garden care you would have put in for that first year of the till garden, and you have a giant step forward. Next year, there will be 1/10 the effort. And in the third year, there will be 1/20 of the effort. In those years, you can use your extra energy to build more hugel culture beds. Or just lie in a hammock and watch the clouds pass.
All right, so welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that little clip there. And yeah, basically what he's talking about is this idea that we can do the work to set up our hugel culture beds, and then they will last for years and years and years and years and continue to build soil and hold moisture and increase the quality of the soil every year, as opposed to the conventional way of preparing a garden, which is using a tiller, which generally reduces the quality of the soil year after year after year. So in the end, this is going to make it easier to grow our food. The environmental impact is much less. You're sequestering carbon with the hugel culture. Those trees in the bed are sequestered, and you're putting more carbon into the soil instead of out into the atmosphere with the tiller. So lots of great reasons. This is just a very short introduction to hugel culture. There's so much more that we could talk about in this space, and you can learn a lot more about that out at permies.com if you're interested. There's lots of good conversation about hugel culture there, and I'm going to leave it there for today. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about trees that aren't in hugel culture beds and the value of trees, the many different values of trees, and the benefits that we can have from them. So I'm going to leave you there, but if you're interested and you want to listen to the audiobook, which I put a clip of into this episode, you can get it for free with a 30-day trial at Audible. If you go to buildingabetterworldbook.com/audible, then they will know that I sent you, and then you will get a free audiobook, and they will still pay me. So, kind of a win-win for both of us. If you're interested, feel free to check that out. But yeah, it'd be cool for you to be able to listen to the audiobook on the road, or if you're out in the yard or something, looking for something to listen to, and you can do that for free in a way that still helps me out a lot. So, wanted to bring that to your attention. That's all for now. Hope you have a great day. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more about building a better world in your backyard, saving money, and living a more luxuriant life, all without being angry at bad guys, please visit buildingabetterworldbook.com.